You know, I don't consider myself an angry person. And the reason why I don't consider myself an angry person is because I just finished, literally just like a moment ago, I just finished watching George Carlin stand up. And it made me think to myself, yeah, I'm not nearly as angry of a person as this guy is. Because this dude, like, he went on and on about the type of people he don't like to see at airports. I don't think I could be that angry at a person for being at an airport. Okay, we're going to encounter multiple people at airports. I mean, some of them are going to be very frustrating people. A friend of mine, well, someone who I went to school with a while back, called me Angry Bird once, which I ain't gonna lie, I think it's a little silly, but you know, hey, hey, whatever, right? But I thought about it. I tend to overthink things. And one of the overthinks that I overthought was, if I was a bird, I would probably be angry all the time. First of all, I'm the tiniest thing in the build. I'm the tiniest thing. Everything is bigger than me. Everything either wants to A, eat me, or B, kill me. And, you know, in the animal kingdom, there's only like so many things in the animal kingdom that actually kill for like amusement. Because when, you know, because like stuff kills, Mostly for literal giggles, mostly for like jokes, right? I mean, stuff kills for food in the animal kingdom. It's not like you're not going to get killed and put on display. You're getting killed because you got to get eaten because something out there is hungry. And it's like, if I was a bird, I would probably be so angry about that. Like, I'm the smallest thing on the planet. Like, so it's like anything that wants to eat me probably won't even get like fully like, I don't know, nurtured is the word I'm looking for, nurtured probably. And it's just like, I'm tiny, everything either wants to eat me or kill me. And the only thing I got to defend myself is the ability to flap my arms as quickly and as quickly and as often as possible to just stay in the air just long enough to possibly get eaten by a bigger bird. I will probably be angry about that. I will most likely, I can see myself just being like, this is crap. I can barely sleep. It's like, there's a good chance I probably won't even be able to sleep because I have to flap my arms, because the moment that I stop flapping my arms, I'm probably dead. Man. And that's not even considering the fact that like in the animal kingdom, there's always going to be something that's going to probably, it's like in the animal kingdom, there's only two things I have to do, and that's eat and hump. And that's like, it's like, you know, eat and hump. And humping is the hardest part. Humping is hard regardless because of the fact that, you know, in an animal kingdom, you know, assault is very, very, very common. And I can only imagine how disappointed in myself I would be as an animal because of that. I'm ranting right now to sort of take away from the fact that, I can't stress enough how I'm not really I'm not a fan of talking about death. I'm really not. I don't like talking about death because if I talk about one person's death, you know, it's easy to say other people die too. You know what I mean? A friend of mine passed away today. So, Sherrod, you know, like he, like we only had like a few conversations, but I can't remember having a bad experience with that guy. To put this in perspective, I have bad experiences with a lot of people who I consider to be my friends. And I think it's just because of the fact that he was always, we didn't really interact with each other that much, but in all the times that we did, it was almost always cordial. Admirable. He was a cool guy. And if you know me personally, you know that I hate couples. You know that I hate dating. You know that I hate the concept of dating, especially in America. And so I don't really like hanging out with couples. I don't really like interacting with couples. I don't like being around them. And him and his fiance were like two people in general that I was very excited to see get married. You know, I was very happy for them. They seemed like they were made for each other. They were like, you know, they were inseparable. So. Rest in peace, Rod. And say hello to Toriyama while you're up there. A lot of stuff has happened this week. Earlier this week, my apartment got broken into. Well, I don't want to say broken into, but it's probably like the best way to go about it. Okay, so I have a patio. I have a patio door, and the patio door is literally like kind of is right next to my front door, and it's divided by like a little a gate of wood. So all you would have to do is jump over the wooden gate to get to my patio door. I didn't know my patio door was opened because I never really went out of my patio. I never really got out of my patio. But whoever broke into my place was scoping me out. They were actively pursuing me because where I live is very like where I live, the area that I live in is kind of ducked off. And it's really specific. Like, you cannot break into my place unless you are actively trying to break into my place. So, whoever did it was scoping me out the entire time I was here. And I won't lie to you, it happened while I was at work. So, I came back home to this. Like, and nothing of importance got stolen. As you can obviously tell, I still have my microphone, I still have my computer. I'm still doing the podcast episodes and stuff like that. But it's just the sheer fact that at some point, somebody scoped out my place and jumped over my wooden gate thing, went through my patio door, and went through my patio door, went into my apartment, and stole my noodles, my chicken ramen. And some clothes out of my some clothes. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised they stole something else, but I'm so clueless to like my own stuff apparently. I don't keep an inventory of my stuff, so I don't know what else they might have stolen. But from what I gathered, they haven't stolen every important thing because they didn't even like my house didn't even my apartment didn't even look ransacked like that. But that's only because. But I can only assume that that's because like these people knew that I didn't have anything. They went into this apartment. They probably saw that I didn't have any furniture. They probably saw that I don't have a kitchen table. I don't have a couch in a living room. I have no furniture. I literally sleep in a sleeping bag. And I'm assuming that whoever broke in with intent on stealing whatever it is that they wanted to steal probably had a bit of a conscience and realized, wow, this guy has nothing. And decided, well, let's at least make sure he has a little less than that. So they didn't take my computer. They didn't take my keyboard. They didn't take my router. They didn't take my, I don't know if they took my PS4 or not, because I like, my PS4 was in my chest, is in my chest, and my chest is still locked up. They didn't take anything important from me, but they still went in here and took some of my clothes. And took my chicken ramen. It's just and it the and it still depresses me because like I say, it's not, it depresses me because I've lived in this world for more than 30 years. I've lived in the course of those 30 years, I've lived in Louisiana, Maine, Georgia, Texas, California. I lived in these states. Some of these states I've lived in on my own, like just me. I'm currently living in Texas right now on my own. No, like my family, the only family I have lives an hour away. And in the time, and this is the first time that's ever happened to me. That's the first time ever. Like, no, to put this in perspective, before somebody had broken into my apartment, I've never had any, nobody has ever broken into any place that I've lived at before that. And since I've been here, somebody has broken into my car and stole my wrestling boots and my old Nike ID, my old Nike lanyard. And now somebody's broke into my apartment and stole some pants and my chicken nuggets. Not chicken nuggets, my chicken ramen. It's the most frustrating thing to deal with. It's the fact that I'm trying my best to just sort of survive here. And there's people out there who is just willing to, and I'm assuming, like, I'm on one hand, it's like, okay, maybe they're just like looking for some valuable stuff and realized they couldn't find anything and just went on about their way. Or it could just be that they are making a statement that if they don't want me to have peace, I will not have peace. And it's frustrating me because I could never in my life even consider being this way to another person. I don't think, in my brain, I can't imagine myself wanting to steal anything from anybody else, especially from someone who's financially stable. I mean, financially unstable in comparison to me. Like, you have to really be an evil person to steal from a broke person, a person who has nothing. I have very little. If I had more, I'd give more, honestly. It's frustrating. Like, I still like, and I ain't gonna lie, like I didn't realize how badly it shook me until just now. Like, when I leave the apartment, I make sure that I try to make sure that my door is locked. People say, buy a ring light. I don't have any money. Get a gun. I don't have any money. Well, you should look, man. It's like, because people don't want to empathize with the situation. They just want to give out advice and call me an idiot for not following their advice. Also, who are you? It did shake me though. Like I said, when I leave to go to apart like when I leave the apartment, I triple check to see if I locked up. I don't go out the patio. I locked the patio. I didn't know that there was a much more complicated version of the lock. But whenever I go out and I come back, I pay attention to the patio door to see if the glass is still there because it's made of glass. So it's clear. So I wouldn't know if somebody broke into the I wouldn't know if somebody broke into it unless I jump over the unless I jump over the patio gate and see if there's any shattered glass on the ground, because they can't just open the door anymore. Quick story time, guys. Well, not quick, but so when I first moved into this apartment, I was supposed to have next door neighbors, and my next door neighbors were supposed to be like and living in the room to the living in the apartment to the right of me, and like they were there very briefly, but apparently they were not the most clean of people or the best of people. I don't know the situation. I wasn't here, but like apparently they were, like I said, they were supposed to live to the right of me. It was a family, a mother, a father, and two sons. And I don't want to use the word hillbilly, but think a mother, a father, two sons, and pets all in one room, all in a one bedroom apartment. Believe me when I say I am aware of that type of situation. Like my, but it was just my brothers, it was just my mom, my brothers, and me. And there was no pets. None. There weren't any pets. Mama did not want pets. But the fact of the matter is that, like, I understand that situation. I understand that living condition. And I understand how stressful it can be. Sometimes you just get tired of being around the same people. That part I get. But the sons were like just not, the sons were just not going to be, the sons were basically like criminals in practice or criminals in training. Because apparently they would harass the cats, because we have a lot of stray cats that come through here. They would throw stuff into the pool in this apartment complex. They would spray paint things, break stuff. Like they were like they basically they were so frustrated with their living. From what I understand, they were so frustrated with their living conditions that they would just leave the house and just cause mayhem because they didn't want to be in the house. So when they left, like I said, I only like encountered these people. Like I want to say they left at least a good 4 or 5 days before, you know, I even got into this apartment. That was in August, which honestly, I'm surprised I've managed to keep this apartment since August. Considering the circumstances that came before this, I was knocking on poverty. I was like knocking on poverty's door for like a long time. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, I still am, but I'm getting more hours at my job now. So like, holy crap. Right. Like I said, they were gone. Like at least they were gone less than a week when I got here. It had to have been like 6 days at the most. I encountered the mom and the dad. The dad was partially blind and the mom was, not the smallest woman, but like I said, love is a beautiful thing. So, you know, they encountered each other and they clearly had, you know, two ridiculously athletic teenage sons. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they weren't, like, trying to stir up trouble and cause mayhem, they could be like the next big athletes or whatever. Like, you know, they're built like every fit white kid you've ever seen. But they also like smoking weed and harassing people. One day, I didn't know where they went. I didn't keep up with them or nothing like that. I didn't really like I said, I didn't encounter them. They just, you know, I was here and they was leaving. In any case, I'm in the process of refinancing my car loan. I get ready to check my odometer and I get out my door. I get ready to walk downstairs, and on my way to the stairs, one of the sons is like standing in front of next door. And I am still convinced that he was just there to kind of just sort of stalk the area and just kind of like see who was living in this apartment just to kind of see if he had a shot or whatever. And I'm convinced that it was him because my neighbor, you know, like when I got the apartment broken into, I didn't know what to do. I'll admit that. And I'm ashamed of myself for not knowing what to do, but it's never happened to me before. Like, I want to be ashamed of the fact that I didn't know what to do in a situation, but this has never happened to me before. So other black people are going to probably like listen to this and go, ah, you're an idiot for not doing the thing that we would have actually did. You wouldn't have done, you don't know what you would have done. Have you ever had your house broken into before? I'm overreacting. But yeah, I got upset. I didn't want to call the cops because I'm still black and this is still Texas. So I got nervous. So I called up the landlady. And she says, basically, well, you should have called the cops. And in my brain, I'm like, I pay you guys money. Like, I would never, like, you know, if you have, like, if I pay you money to do anything, then I feel like the words you should have should not come out of your goddamn mouth. It's like, no, you should have. I pay you money. Do the thing I need you to do. Like, do something. You should have called the cops. In any case, I get like, you know, like I said, I'm really upset about this. But from what I understand, like there was this, apparently like landlady comes down, talks to my neighbor, my current neighbor, who is not really my neighbor. He literally lives two doors down from me. He lives two doors down from me. He doesn't live three doors down from me. And I'm going to call him Two Doors because I don't want to use his real name. I mean, although the name that he told me to refer to him as is a nickname and as Mel, but like Mel could literally, like, you know, if you do enough like internet sleuthing, you're going to know who he is. And I feel like you just shouldn't, I feel like, you know, it shouldn't be that easy to like find somebody. I'll say that. In any case though, Two Doors, he, you know, like he's like, he works here at the apartment complex. So like he interacts with the landlady pretty often. The landlady basically went over, I'm guessing the landlady talked to him and basically like, you know, assumed that I was doing some dirty dealings up in here. And that's why some people came up in here and decided to pickpocket and decided to try to break in or whatever. And he had to let her know, all I do is go to work and come back home. You know, and he basically told me that he saw, like, you know, it was a white guy dressed in all black who just happened to be in this area, in this part of the apartment complex. And the first thing that went through my mind is it had to be, you know, one of the hillbilly kids. And the only reason why I could assume that he would do this is because I'm here and they're not. Maybe their living situation afterwards got like really bad and they just need somebody to like let it out on. And who better to let it out on than the guy who is going to probably be your neighbor? Or they're just racist because they are white. And if the neighborhood drug addict is to be believed, they had a gun. So in any case, I made the mistake of being transparent about this on YouTube. And so you can literally see my face and everything. I post up a video of it to basically just sort of let people, just sort of let the minor level of people who actually watch my YouTube videos know. On the off chance, I don't know if my place is going to get broken into again because I don't know the circumstances here. And I'm not really in a good financial situation to just move. So I'm kind of stuck here until my money looks better. But like, if they steal my computer, I still have my phone. And I'm basically saying I would still shoot videos, still shoot weekly vlogs and stuff like that using my phone. Like I would keep people posted as to how things are going with me because I still do that. I've been doing the weekly vlogs for like 3 years now. And I made them, like I say, if you're being black and transparent on the internet, other black people will ridicule and mock you for it. So the very first comment I got from that video was some dude going, man, bro, that YouTube algorithm is just like acting up right now because like, what is this? Man, I ain't gonna lie. I was hoping that somebody would just pop up in the background of this video and beat you up and take your phone for laughs. But on the real though, you shouldn't be talking on YouTube. You should be praying. I'm paraphrasing, by the way. But the thing that really kind of, like he himself saying it didn't, also he did say that he did say, I'm gonna shoot you a subscribe though. Now, I mean, like, you know, it was condescending. It was insultful, and it was condescending and insultful. But that wasn't what got to me. Him doing that crap isn't what frustrated me, isn't what upset me. It was the fact that that comment got like, has to have at least like 20 likes on it right now, which means that there are other people who saw that comment and agreed with them that I should have gotten hurt in the video where I'm being as transparent as I can with the little fan base that I have. Then they're just saying, yeah, man, I'm guessing that the like is just basically the equivalent of, yeah, man, I kind of wish that something bad would have happened to him in the video too. At least it would have been funnier. And it just sort of made me like think to myself, you know what? Like, it really kind of made me reminded me that like, I don't necessarily hate bullies. I hate the people who support bullying. I hate the kids who laugh at a bully because the bully is making fun of somebody. like they laugh along with that bully. It's like in Bob's Burgers, that guy who hangs around with Jimmy Pesto to laugh with him. You know what I mean? Is like, and you find out that he himself is actually like, you know, he's capable of thinking for himself. He's capable of not being that obnoxious with Jimmy Pesto, but he still hangs out with Pesto. And the thing that just goes through my mind is, there's kids, there's real people who as kids were that guy. And all they did was just grow up and get access to social media. So, yeah. But like I say, like whenever I go out now, I check to see if I lock my door. I try to pay attention to who is out here. You know, this must be, it's like, you know, it just, I feel violated. I feel disrespected. And it hurts because like, and I think the worst part about it is it feels like I'm not going to be able to do anything about this if it were to happen again. And that's a depressing feeling to have. The worst part is that like, things were actually starting to look up for me this week. I refinanced my bank loan, my car loan. So I'm probably going to be able to, pay a little bit less on my car note so I could save up a little bit more. I changed my car insurance recently. Same thing, pay a little bit less so I could save a little bit more. You know, I'm getting more hours at my job, so I'll have more money to save. Things was actually starting to look up for me. And now all I can think about is getting mocked on YouTube for being transparent and open about being bummed out about getting my apartment broken into by some white kids who probably just mad at me for simply being here, who might do it again. It's a very, very, very painful realization. It hurts to think about. And all I want is to think, like, and the worst part is I was thinking positively all this week. I was like happy for myself. I was actually looking forward to some great things. I'm like, man, this is a friend of mine gave me $300 because he truly supports me like pursuing wrestling. I've been wanting to be a professional wrestler since I was like 16 years old. That was in 2004. That was in 2004. I wanted to be a professional wrestler since like maybe 2004, 2005. A friend of mine, and every single time I get close to trying to do it, financial problems happen. So I was talking about my financial problems because that's what was happening at the moment. And my friend, like the way he was talking, going to try to get trained over there himself. Cause he was like, how much it costs to go over there? How much it costs for like a month over there? I said, it's like $150. How much it costs for 2 months? About 300. You know what I mean? It's not a lot. It's very affordable. It's just that like, you know, and like, you know, but like you could still, and he's like, how do you do it? Like, how do you pay for it? I'm like going, I mean, you could probably like talk to him. No, I'm talking to you about it. This man gave me like, and that, like I said, he didn't have to do that. And that part messed me up. This dude supported me probably more, like, and I was thinking positively after that. Like, there's people out there who genuinely care about me. People out there who genuinely see what I'm trying to do. And then that happens and just completely deflates me. I'm going to still try to think positively because I'm not dead, you know? It's just going to be a lot harder now. I'm going to end this on a positive note. Things are going to get better. Whether the universe likes it or not. Love and peace, y'all.